Northeast Ohio has a rich comic book history. Superman was conceived in Cleveland in the 1930s. In the 70s, it was Black Lightning. But both stories are not set here. It was just a few years ago that Northeast Ohio got its own locally based superhero. On this week's State of the Arts, I take us to the world of Hero Tomorrow Comics. The shelves of Akron's Rubber City Comics are stocked with everything from the latest Marvel and DC stories to others which are lesser known but no less interesting, like Apama, the undiscovered animal. And your first question is probably, what the heck is an Apama?
Well, it's like this giant spiky hyena monster-looking hybrid.
That's Ted Sikora, head of Hero Tomorrow Comics. He created the Apama series with co-writer Milo Miller. Their main character is Ilya Jarsky, think Peter Parker in Spider-Man. Jarsky stumbles upon an ancient description of the Apama, an animal so cunning it's never been seen by modern humans.
And when our character in the comic discovers a way to unlock the spirit force of the Apama, he is given the ferocity, the strength, speed, and agility of this spirit force of the Apama.
So naturally, he gets a suit that looks kind of like a long-haired cheetah-hedgehog hybrid, and starts fighting crime.
And there are no superheroes in our world. He's the first one. He's not like Peter Parker, right? He's not brilliant. He's not wealthy like a Tony Stark, Bruce Wayne. He's not a honed warrior, but he does have this dogged determination.
But unlike other comics that take place in mythic meccas like Gotham or Metropolis, this story is set right here in Northeast Ohio.
The thing that's unique about our book is our guy drives an ice cream truck for a living. And he's in Cleveland.
Sikora says the inspiration for the comics actually came from a low-budget movie he directed called Hero Tomorrow, which is where he got the name for the comic book company.
So what is this costume that Robin spent three entire weekends working on? I never did see the whole thing.
The costume is for a character that I've created. His name is Apama.
A superhero.
I brought a picture if you want to see it.
Oh, yeah, great. Creepy.
It's about a guy who had an idea for a superhero, and his idea was based on the premise that so many heroes are creature-themed, but all the good ones have already been taken, you know, spiders and bats and wolverines.
And if a movie that spawned the name of a comic book company that then produced a series based on that film is a little confusing to you, you're not alone.
If Stan Lee, instead of publishing Spider-Man, got a costume of Spider-Man and ran around dressed like Spider-Man, that would be sort of like what our Hero Tomorrow movie is. And then Apama would, in that analogy, which I'm so not worthy of, would be like a Spider-Man comic.
But every superhero needs a villain, or two, or six, really. And that's where we get the newest anti-hero in this Cleveland comic universe, Nikki St. Clair, a.k.a. the Tap Dance Killer.
It's about a mega-talented actress who gets cast in a horror show musical as the Tap Dance Killer. And then she can't shake the role and starts taking it to the streets, thinking she's like a 1920s vaudeville assassin.
After terrorizing Apama for a few issues, she now has her own series, issue 1, published this spring. But just like the Apama comic was based on a film Sikora made, the Tap Dance Killer is actually based on a musical he wrote a number of years ago.
I am a wraith, and I'm getting my kicks. See if you're not on time to pay your dues.
I think it's best summed up as sort of the Punisher meets the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Sikora says it was important to make both comics in this world revolve around Cleveland's many neighborhoods. There are scenes in the Metro Parks, the West Side Market, and throughout downtown. Even the Tap Dance Killer's real name, Nikki St. Clair, is a nod to the famous thoroughfare that runs through the city. And Sikora says it was important to make Cleveland a character in his stories. Readers can recognize streets and shops and buildings throughout the pages. It started for Sikora with the very first Apama comic, when he was just learning how to get the series off the ground with artist Benito Gallego.
And he's in Spain, but what we did is took a lot of photos of Cleveland so that he would have the, you know, the look of it and the vibe. And he brought this kind of European sensibility to the art, which I think fits Cleveland perfectly, you know, because Cleveland's got such a, you know, a rich architectural palette.
And it took off from there. Hero Tomorrow Comics went from online only to being carried in comic shops across Ohio and the country, giving Cleveland the resident anti-hero and superhero it long deserved.
I'm the Tap Dance Killer. Where's the next
with this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.